All right, welcome to Defender Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am excited that you are here. We are challenging pastors across Washington State to constantly stand in that public square and proclaim the gospel message that Jesus died on the cross for people's sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared. Hey, I wanted to jump in today about a watchman in the public square, and one of our roles as a pastor is watching over our flock and preaching the entire counsel of God's Word. So if you're enjoying this time together, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithms. I also know that in the Washington Defender app, you can hit pray, and you can be praying over these issues with me as we go. So let's talk about the watchman in the public square today. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me." Now, we know this is written directly to Ezekiel, but we can still observe and learn from what God was teaching Ezekiel. I think one of the important things is to realize that part of our position as pastors, as leaders, as shepherds, is to watch over our flock and to be that person who's standing on the wall, watching over the cities that God has entrusted to us. And so, you know, I don't know that I've always thought of myself in this last 30 years as a watchman, but to really think of it that way, that we are here to give warnings to people because their eternal destiny is at hand. Think about this, like, If a person is running towards a cliff and is going to fall off that cliff, it's our job to give them a warning and saying, whoa, let's stop. Let's consider our steps. Let's consider the trajectory of our life. And in our culture right now, it seems as if we're all running the wrong direction and we're jumping off of a cliff and we're just thinking it's okay. But I know as shepherds, as pastors, I know that you love people, you care about people. And so I want to challenge us to pray as watchmen. It says, "When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand." And, you know, that's a strong word to Ezekiel. He's saying, listen, Ezekiel, I've placed you in a position, and in this position, you need to be faithful to, you know, communicate the word of God to the people. And what I love about this is that we do have the word of God setting deep into our hearts and into our minds. We have it there that we can communicate the full counsel of God's word. And we're living in a time and age where we need to be willing to warn people of the way that they're going, that it will fall off a cliff, they will end up in hell, that it is not all roads don't lead to heaven. And so I want to encourage you with that today, that to be confident and bold. We don't have to do it out of anger or meanness, but out of true love, that we can simply speak to them and share with them that God wants to do something powerful in their life. All right, so one of the things that we're doing here as an initiative at FPIW is we're asking churches around or across the state to pray for their neighbors. We're praying for hearts to be changed. We know that if you don't have a changed heart, you're not going to have changed policy. So adopt a day to pray. We want every day covered in prayer for our neighbors, for those around us in the city or in the country. You know, all across this great state of Washington, we want to be praying for our neighbors. So you can check this out at fpiw.org and, you know, a day to pray. It would be great. We would love to have every single day of the year covered in prayer and seeking God's wisdom for our communities. We're also encouraging people to do meet and greet with candidates. So often, you know, we're going to be making it through this primary that has taken place. And we know just right after that, then the general election begins. And oftentimes our people in our church are not aware of who these candidates are. And so to bring them in, to help them understand and meet these candidates simply by setting up a space for them to come in, set up their booth, it can be a great evangelism time to share Jesus with the candidates and with those around you, giving some coffee and cookies. So I would encourage you to do this. We have a little guide here called Meet and Greet the Candidate. It really does give you all the game plan of how to be salt and light in your community and how to step out and do that for us. So let me close this in a word of prayer, and then we're going to get back to it. I know you have a busy week, but I hope this has been helpful. go out there and be a watchman for us. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, I do thank you that you go before us in all things. Lord, I pray that we will warn people of inequity, that when there's sin in our culture and in our lives, that we would give the warning. And so, Lord, help us to be that voice across the state. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.